great future. We're talking real money.
Well, hello again. I'm Don McDonald. Welcome to Talking Real Money. This is a catch-up Friday. Catch-up. C-A-T-C-H-U-P. Not catsup or ketchup with a K. This is where we catch up on all the questions that piled up while Don was away at a funeral and a wedding. At least it wasn't four weddings and a funeral. All right, Father's Day's over, so no more bad dad jokes. I was full of bad dad jokes last weekend, though. I don't know what it was about Father's Day, and suddenly bad dad jokes are a thing. Not a good thing, but they're a thing. Welcome to the show. This is where you can call us with your questions at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. You can call in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and leave your questions on our electronic answering thingy. Or you can send them in to us at talkingrealmoney.com. Type them in. And also, on Saturdays from 3 to 5 Eastern, you can call us live at that same number, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And we'll be doing a live show tomorrow. I'll be there. Tom will be there. Give us a call. Or call anytime, 855-935-8255. But we did get a ton of questions posed at talkingrealmoney.com. So I am going to devote today to getting through a few of those. I'm not going to get through them all because there's a bunch, but we'll get some more next week. So I'm going to, let's see, I think I'm going to start with this particular question about annuities from Ken. We're in our mid-70s and have an annuity with VALIC Retirement Systems. I don't like VALIC. With about $160,000 that produces $770 a month, $770. Is this a good investment for someone our age? Well, I hate VALIC. I just don't like VALIC. I don't think that VALIC should be allowed into hospitals and school districts where they sell their annuity products inside already tax-deferred accounts. I don't like the way they sell. I don't think their products are particularly impressive either. But here's the deal with this. You're in your 70s. You're going to get that $770 a month for the rest of your life. So if you went into this wanting a certain income, well, you have it, and it's not bad. It looks as if it's about 6% per year, but that is, it's deceptive. Because what you're also doing is getting back some of your principal. They sit down, insurance companies, this is the way they work. They calculate your likely life expectancy, and then they run an annuity calculation. It's really pretty darned easy to run it. As a matter of fact, I ran one on a $770 a month income stream on $160,000, assuming a very conservative 3% total rate of return on the underlying investments. That's very conservative. And given that, your money, if you just invested it on your own, that $160,000, in something pretty darn conservative, no load preferably, that money would last you 25 more years, taking out that $770 at a steady 3% rate. Now, that's not absolutely safe. You could have some fluctuation, which you won't have with the annuity. But you see what you're doing? You're trading in the potential to have more money for the safety, the security of knowing that you'll get a check. As a matter of fact, if you up that to $1,000 a month from your $160,000, you would probably, at 3%, run out of money in about 17 years. So if you're in your 70s, that's very likely the rest of your life. So there's more potential to make money elsewhere, but as with anything else, there's additional risk involved. I hope that answered your question. If not, send us another one at talkingrealmoney.com or call 855-935-TALK, 8255. This next one is not really a question, but I thought I'd address it. I'm going to read you the question first. The subject, ex-listeners. You continue to bring out the political card in your podcasts. So I am done, and also a battery of Southern California listeners. Obama was the worst for investors, although we prevailed. President Trump has been a pleasant welcome for investors, yet you and the liberal media continue to bash his agenda, so we are done. Bye. Why couldn't you keep your message non-political like Paul Merriman? Well, it's not very political, but there's always a political undertone to anyone's opinions. And yes, I do believe, and the only thing I can think you're probably referring to is the fact that I really don't think that the tariffs are good for the economy. I think they're very bad for our economy and the economy of the rest of the globe. And I tend not to be an isolationist. I think that a strong global economy floats all the boats. So I'm not going to get into my personal feelings about the president because this is not a political show. But my economic views, I don't know that they're particularly political. They're the things that I believe are best for investors. For example, I am not a fan of deregulating the financial services industry to the extent that some in politics would like to do. I think there actually needs to be more because there are far too many people ripping people off. Market forces are nice to a point, but there reaches a point where people get taken advantage of, where businesses get too big and they have to be reined in. So I'm very middle of the road. I'm not far right. I'm certainly not a rabid populist, although I believe in supporting consumers over the companies that live off of the consumers. I think they should be the ultimate customer protected. But no, if you think it's political, I'm sorry, but there will be a political undercurrent. Tom's political in the opposite direction of me. We both lean moderate, but he leans one side of moderate. I lean the other side of moderate. So that's kind of a nice balance. But thank you for the note. You can always send them in. I appreciate them. Send them in to talkingrealmoney.com or call 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And we're doing just questions online right now. And this next one is really short, really, really short. Subject, Robin Hood app. Question, is this app safe? If that's the whole question, then yes, it's pretty safe. Safe as anything that relies on the internet can be. Is it 100% safe? Who knows? But I'm not a big fan of the Robin Hood app. Because the Robin Hood app, it's a stock trading app. It allows you to trade stocks for free. And it encourages trading, not investing. You can buy, now, if you were buying ETFs with it and you're holding them long term and you're not paying a commission, more power to you. But don't trade in the app. And also, you can't buy mutual funds. You can buy ETFs. I'm not as big a fan of ETFs as I am of the open-ended mutual funds, but is it safe? Pretty safe. And here comes our final question for the day. The subject, distributions. I don't hear you talk about withdrawal rates in retirement. What do you consider a sustainable withdrawal rate for a 66-year-old couple? I'm planning on taking our age and dividing it by 20, resulting in a starting rate of 3.3% and adjust that figure for inflation thereafter. Is this too conservative? What do you think? 3.3 is historically a very reasonable expectation. I can't think of a single period in which you would not have been successful at a rate that low. So, yeah, it is relatively conservative. The rule of thumb, and it is just that, a rule of thumb, which means it's not really a rule. We've just used it for a while, and it's tended to work for a while, and you can run a lot of simulations, and it still continues to work reasonably well in almost any scenario, short of 20 years of, you know, stock market crash, which has never happened. 4% is the rule of thumb, and I still consider that 4% rule to be a pretty reasonable number. Now, there are various ways of taking withdrawals from your retirement. And one of those is a flexible withdrawal method, which I believe allows you to have a higher withdrawal rate because every year you adjust your living to that number. For example, you might be able to go to 5% per year because you're going to, for example, you might be able to go to 5% per year, and one year you have a great year and you have a windfall. The next year you have a bad year, you have to tighten your belt. You can increase your withdrawal rate because if you up at 1% or 2% over the 4, there is still no scenario in which you can run out of money because you're always adjusting. The problem is the higher the figure is, the more dramatic the differences will be from year to year. You could have a terrible year because you'd withdrawn too much the previous year. So 3.3, very reasonable rate. 4 or 5, I think you could probably, most people can probably pull that off. No guarantees, though. Thanks for the questions. I really appreciate them, and I appreciate your patience during my absence. And I hope you keep listening. And remember, you can call us tomorrow live during the show, Talking Real Money, the show, at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, between 3 and 5 Eastern, noon and 2 Pacific time. You can also go download the Komo radio app, K-O-M-O, or you can listen on one of the radio services like TuneIn, so you can listen to the show when it's on live. So check that out. Thanks so very much for being a part of the podcast. I appreciate you being there, and I'll talk to you again. Well, some of you, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care. I'm Don McDonald.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So, past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.